In today's video, I want to talk about spreading your risk in your trading. Let me tell you more right now. Hi, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. Welcome along. Today is Friday, the 13th of September. Also, a special welcome to the 4,000 people who listen every single week to my podcast on iTunes. So whether you're watching on video or listening on iTunes, welcome along. That's right. Today, I want to talk about spreading your risk. And what I mean by that is trade on different time frames if you can, and also look at different currency pairs. With the time frames, for example, this current week, I've had a losing week on the daily charts. I've had some losing trades all up and a net loss. Yet overall, I'm still up on my trading account this week because I'm also trading on the 4-hourly charts and the 1-hourly charts because they're what suits me. So if you're able to, don't just rely on one time frame because you're not going to find that time frame performs well all of the time. Same type of thing with the currencies. Don't just stick to one or two pairs. For me on the daily charts, I look through 26 pairs once a day. It takes maybe 15 minutes on the daily charts and that's it. If I then see strength and weakness within certain currency pairs, I then concentrate on those same pairs on the 4-hourly charts and the 1-hourly charts for that day. So I might be trading some of the major pairs like the Euro, US, the US Yen, US Franc, etc. And also I might be trading some of the more minor pairs like the Euro CAD or the Australian New Zealand, the Swiss Franc, Canadian Dollar, a lot of sort of more minor pairs as well as the majors. And so what that is doing is it's not having all my trading correlated to the US dollar like most of the major pairs are. So there's two different ways there that you can spread your risk within your trading. And it's what suits you, remember. Give you another example. I've had an email from a client this week who's been with me for several months now. And he said, Andrew, I'm just having some incredible results trading 5-minute charts. He's was using one of my continuation patterns that I use. And so in other words, he's looking for an uptrend, a pullback, and then looking to go long again after a pullback of the uptrend. And he stated in an email to me this week that he's achieving around an 80% accuracy rate, so an 80% win rate on his trades just by following this continuation pattern. But he likes to trade 5-minute charts. They don't suit me and they may not suit you. But if they do, if they suit you, fantastic. But equally, I can trade that same pattern on an hourly chart or a 4-hourly chart or even a daily chart, weekly chart if you want to go longer. So it's all about what suits you. This particular person just loves looking at charts for about a couple hours a day, just on 5-minute charts, trading with the strongest or weakest pairs, looking for strong trends, looking for pullbacks, and then heading in the same direction again, but an 80% accuracy rate. You can't argue with that. Fantastic. Other news I want to share with you this week. I've also had an email from a client in the US who's extremely happy with my course, and he's been kind enough to offer his email address and his time by phone to anybody who's genuinely interested in to take my course. So it probably applies more if you're in the US or Canada, let's say. But if you are sitting on the fence, you're not quite sure, and you'd like to have the opportunity to talk with someone on the phone, then this particular person, Robert, has kindly offered to for me to pass on his phone number and his email address. So if that's you and you're genuinely interested, don't contact him if you just want to find out some free information. But if it's something that you, you'd like to ask him about the course, how he's found it, how he's found my help, the strategy, etc., then email me, andrew@theforextradingcoach.com, and then I will send you an email back with Robert's contact details over there in the States. So thank you very much, Robert, for that. Other things I want to talk about the news. That's right, I want to talk about the news, the fundamentals. I've got to read my notes, sorry. I want to talk about the fundamentals because I'm a technical trader. Two news events that have happened this week that really have been quite interesting from a technical point of view. The New Zealand cash rate was announced yesterday, and it's looking like the interest rates are going to be rising in New Zealand fairly soon, certainly not going to be dropping. And so it's pushed the New Zealand dollar quite high over the last day or so. But I've been saying ever since Tuesday, so I had Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 3 days prior to that news announcement, I was saying, look for New Zealand dollar long opportunities. And it's because the charts tell you what's already there and where the sentiment is, the big players in the market and where the sentiment's heading. So I didn't need to wait for that news announcement to know that the New Zealand dollar was likely to be going up. The charts told me 3 days prior. We also had a news announcement out of Australia yesterday, and that was an employment announcement. And it came out worse than expected for the Australian economy. But if you'd been following my daily strength and weakness analysis, you'd have seen that 4 hours prior, which is my 9 o'clock or 5 p.m. New York time, I was suggesting look for short positions on the Australian dollar. And I said specifically Australian dollar weakness all round. And it came out worse than expected news announcement. Ever since then, the Australian dollar has crashed. And so, again, it comes back to, yes, the fundamentals are important, but if you understand how to read the charts and look at technical analysis correctly, that in almost all cases tells you long before the news announcement is released where the likely direction is. So just wanted to pass that bit of information on to you and share with you again just one of the reasons why I'm strongly a technical trader. So I hope that's really benefited you and hope that you're getting great information out of these videos and out of these podcasts. Like I said, over 4,000 people listening every week on iTunes. So if that's one of you, if you're one of those people right now, great to have you here. Hope you're enjoying the information. My name's Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. Look forward to talking to you this time next week. Bye for now.